One of the things we know for sure about Jesus is that he was a healer. That's one of the things that everybody knew about him in his time. He was a healer. You could almost say that that was what really attracted people to Jesus in the beginning. So here we are in the week of Epiphany. We're talking about how God has manifested himself. Yes, he revealed himself when he was born. He revealed himself when the Magi came to visit. He revealed himself when he was baptized, when he multiplied the loaves, when he walked on the water. And all of those things had their impact. But the word that really spread about Jesus was that he was a healer. And that's why people kept flocking to him. They wanted to be healed, or they brought their loved ones to be healed. Healing from physical illnesses. So naturally, during Epiphany week, we ponder at least one example of the many times Jesus healed people. Today's gospel is about Jesus healing of one leper. Now, leprosy is one disease among many, but it's also the one that seems to be most powerfully symbolic of the sin condition. So instead of choosing a gospel about him healing blindness or deafness or lameness, the example that's chosen for Epiphany week is leprosy. Now, since we're back into pandemic mode these days, and everybody's talking about COVID again, and there's this surge of cases, I think it's worthwhile going back to some of the lessons we learned when the pandemic first hit. We were first locked down. We turned to gospels like this to learn about God's approach to illness and its meaning and how to deal with it. Because it would be a real shame if we simply go back to our natural reactions to illnesses. The natural reaction to illness is to recoil from it, to isolate the sick person, to protect ourselves, and hope that people get better. That's what everybody does. That's not a particularly spiritual or Christian approach. And in the time of the Jews, when it came to lepers, the key thing to the treatment of lepers was to isolate them, get them out of our midst so that we don't get infected. Not just physical infection, but the ritual impurity that comes with being sick. So get those lepers out of here. You can see some of this mentality in the approach to COVID, when it's as if the goal is to isolate people. Isolation, social distancing, quarantine. Now, that's nothing wrong with those things. Those are natural ways of dealing with infection, and I'm not saying anything against them. But that's not the goal. It's not the goal of our life to be isolated and to isolate people. The goal is healing and holiness and a union with God. So the example of Christians back in the early days, back in the days when plagues were called plagues and not pandemics, what the difference between the way Christians dealt with plagues and the way everybody else dealt with plagues was, Christians took care of the sick. They didn't just protect themselves, they took care of the sick. Because this is what Jesus told us to do. Go out and heal the sick. And this is what Jesus himself does. So the example of Jesus in dealing with the leper is to reach out and touch him and heal him. Now, I'm not saying that we should do things differently than we're doing now. I'm not saying we should disregard all safety protocols. I'm just saying that our mentality as Christians should be not simply to protect ourselves, because that's just a natural reaction. Faith moves us beyond our natural self-centeredness, faith gives us access to how God thinks about things and makes it possible for us to love as God loves. And so our concern should be for the sick, not just for ourselves. Okay, that's one. That's just a lesson we should have learned 18 months ago, and I hope we have. But the mention of leprosy brings it back, because naturally the lepers nowadays are the people who have COVID-19, and they're the ones who have to cry out, unclean, unclean. Notice the attitude of the leper in this gospel. He was required to stay away from people. That was the law. Stay away from people, cry out, unclean, unclean. He didn't do that when it came to Jesus. Maybe he did that with everybody else. But when it came to Jesus, he approached him. He broke the protocol. He approached Jesus and prostrated himself and pleaded with Jesus, if you will to do so, you can make me clean. See the difference in between our natural reactions or our legal observances and the movement of faith? Faith draws us to God. Faith moves us, even though we're unclean, even though we're miserable sinners, faith moves us to God, the one who can make us clean. We're all lepers. We might not all have COVID-19, but we are all sinners. And because of our sin, there's always a temptation to withdraw from God in shame, embarrassment, guilt. That's not the way faith moves us. Faith says, okay, yes, acknowledge sin, acknowledge unworthiness, and draw close to God. That's what we do on First Friday. The First Friday, we look to the Sacred Heart. We say, Jesus opened his heart. His heart is wounded to pour out mercy for sinners, meaning for us. So it doesn't make sense to withdraw from the source of healing. The right response is to draw close to the heart of Jesus and be washed clean. Now, in this case of the healing of the leper, Jesus healed in many different ways. Sometimes he just said a word. He even healed people from a distance. Sometimes he did dramatic actions. In this case, he touches the man, he heals him, and he tells him to fulfill the requirements that were in the law of Moses. Do what you're supposed to do. Now, I think we could take something from this when it comes to dealing with sin. Because sometimes people say, they go from one extreme to another. When it comes to sin, people think that sin is so bad that what can we do? Let's not even try to solve the problem, or we don't even go to confession, or even face the reality of sin. It's just too bad, and let's try to ignore it. That's wrong. But on the other hand, the other extreme is people treat sin as if it's nothing. And they think that God should say, well, forget about it. Just forget it. It doesn't mean anything. Well, that's not right either. That would be like saying to the leper on one extreme, get out of my sight. You're too evil and too gross for me to be in your presence. That's one extreme. The other extreme is leprosy's nothing. Don't worry about it. That seems to be the modern idea. A sin, what is sin? That's nothing. Just forget about it. You can't do that. It's not nothing. It's a infection. It's a severe condition, sin. You can't just say forget about it. And God doesn't say forget about it. He wants to heal, but he also wants to make it clear that he is healing us of a serious condition. That's this whole business of fulfilling what Moses prescribed. Meaning, take this seriously. Even though the power of God can heal us of sin and of every illness in one instant, he doesn't do that because he doesn't want us to think that what we do is unimportant, that it doesn't matter whether we sin or not. That is not God's idea. It does matter. And he doesn't want us to sin anymore. He wants us to be clean, and he wants us to participate in the the community, and let the community know what it means to be clean. Show yourself to the priest. Today's saint, Saint Raymond of Penniford, is a great example of Christian approach to sin, Christian approach to the whole moral life. He was a great a theologian of the sacrament of penance. He's known for teaching confessors what to do with the various cases of sin and how to apply the sacrament and how to assign penances. Again, to avoid the extremes, you don't want to simply go around condemning sinners and telling them how bad they are, but on the other hand, you don't want to tell people that it doesn't matter what you do. We treat sin as a serious illness that can be healed. Okay, that's the joyful, the good news. So as we celebrate this Epiphany time, we are welcoming this revelation of God as a healer. Not only the healer of physical illnesses, he does do that, and we pray to him for healing for all of our sick loved ones, but much more, he is the healer of the spiritual life. He wants to give us eternal life, free from sin, full of grace, to live forever. That's the one idea we can take from the first reading. What we're celebrating is that if we have faith in Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. It doesn't mean we won't have any more sicknesses, but we can be free from sin, which is the worst sickness of all. So we give thanks to God for the gift of healing, the gift of forgiveness, that Jesus has come to touch us and to make us clean.